Today, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said that he supports a congressional investigation into possible Russian interference with last month's presidential election. McConnell said the reported cyber attacks were disturbing, even as Donald Trump continues to downplay them. Here's Trump on Fox News on Sunday, Chris Wallace asking the president-elect about claims by the CIA that Russians hacked the election, including the Democratic National Committee, to boost Donald Trump's chances of winning.
I think it's ridiculous. I think it's just another excuse. I don't believe it. I don't know why. And I think it's just, they talked about all sorts of things. Every week it's another excuse. We had a massive landslide victory, as you know, in the Electoral College. I guess the final numbers are now at 306, and she's down to a very low number. No, I don't believe that at all.
Of course, Donald Trump lost the popular vote, and while he did comfortably win the Electoral College, he was at 46 out of 58 elections in the margins. And while the CIA said the Russians wanted to boost Trump's chances, they didn't say whether he had. Let's bring in NPR senior Washington editor and correspondent Ron Elving. Ron, back in October, the FBI said the Russians had hacked the election. The CIA has now gone further, saying they were backing Trump. How extraordinary is this, both that this report has come out and that an incoming president is dismissing his own CIA?
Extraordinary on all counts, Robin. I mean, as you just said, he describes his victory as a massive landslide victory. And as you point out, 45 of the Electoral College elections have been larger out of the 58 we've had since George Washington. So massive landslide, those are his words. Those are not the facts. Mm-hmm. And then we get to the FBI and the CIA agreeing that the Russians had hacked in, but having only this disagreement as to whether the Russians had hacked in or as to whether the Russians had hacked in to benefit Donald Trump. The FBI didn't want to go that far, but the CIA has gone that far, representing the consensus among 19 different intelligence agencies that work for the United States.
Yeah, well, Mitch McConnell ended his press conference today with a show of support for that intelligence community. Let's listen.
Let me say that I have the highest confidence in the intelligence community and especially the central intelligence agencies. The CIA is filled with selfless patriots, many of whom anonymously risk their lives for the American people.
McConnell also went on to say, let me make it clear, the Russians are not our friends. What does this mean, Ron, as sort of an intra-Republican Party conversation?
Speaker Paul Ryan has just released a statement, and he points out that he has said before, quote, any foreign intervention in our elections is entirely unacceptable, and any intervention by Russia is especially problematic because under President Putin, Russia has been an aggressor that constantly and consistently undermines American interests. But then, of course, Paul Ryan goes on to say we shouldn't politicize this intelligence report and we should not cast doubt on the clear and decisive outcome of this election. Those are all quotes from Speaker Paul Ryan.
Well, then here's Senator John McCain today speaking with NPR. He's, of course, McCain, the chair of the Armed Services Committee. And here's what he told Steve Inskeep.
I don't think there's any doubt about that it was Russian, and it could have been others as well.
And we're hearing other reports, Ron, that it was the Russians interfering also in Brexit and in the election in Ukraine. Now, McCain and Senator Lindsey Graham are joining Democrats calling for an investigation. President Obama is saying he wants an investigation. So how's this ping-ponging around in Congress?
Congress is clearly interested in getting more information about what the Russians are up to here. Clearly, we do still have that question. Did they hack in for all kinds of reasons or any reasons, or did they hack in specifically because they wanted to tip the scales for Donald Trump, for example, by getting information they then gave to WikiLeaks, which was made public to embarrass the Clinton campaign at various key stages of the campaign year? And what these people want to find out, first of all, is what is the extent of Russian involvement? What is the extent of the Russian engagement with the computer systems of our political system at all kinds of levels? Now, the Republican National Committee has said that they don't believe that they have been hacked. Others have said they have been, but the Republican National Committee's official statement is that they don't believe they've been hacked. And Donald Trump tweeted this morning that he didn't think anybody really knew who had done this hacking because you, quote, had to catch hackers in the act, unquote. That's got a lot of people in the technical community baffled and slapping their foreheads, wondering if that's what he really thinks.
Well, let's stay with Russia because we have to. It threads through so many stories today. There is reporting that Donald Trump is leaning towards Rex Tillerson, CEO of ExxonMobil, as his pick for Secretary of State. Trump hasn't made it official. NPR is not confirmed. But Tillerson has a long relationship with Vladimir Putin, one of being honor from Putin. NPR asked John McCain about that this morning.
I have concerns about what kind of business we do with a butcher, a murderer, and a thug, which is exactly what Vladimir Putin is.
Now, Senate Democrats would need just a few Republican defections to block Tillerson. How likely is that, Ron?
They could get three votes if people believe that Rex Tillerson really is big buds with Vladimir Putin and that he would represent, in some sense, the interests of Exxon or the interests of Donald Trump or some other business interest more than he would be representing, say, human rights or the defense of Eastern Europe or the defense of the Baltic republics in the job of Secretary of State.
Yeah. NPR Senior Washington Editor Correspondent Ron Elving. Ron, thank you.
Thank you, Robin.
And a note, you can hear more from Steve Inkeep's interview with John McCain on All Things Considered this afternoon and tomorrow morning on Morning Edition.